outside. It's 5:31. This is Sunny 101.5. The Jack and Tracy Show. Morning.
Morning.
Morning frost.
Wow.
April 25th. But I'll tell you one thing. When it's that cold outside, mm-hmm. that coffee tastes extra good, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you know what? Here's the thing. You know how you have those look backs on Facebook?
Yeah.
I can't remember if it was last year or the year before. We had snow on this day like yesterday.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So it was like, well, yeah. You know what? Progress. This is good.
That's Michiana. But otherwise, we're going to have sunshine today, and the high is going to be about 60. Right now, it's 31. We golfed yesterday. I was freezing.
Really? How'd you do?
I'm not good when I'm cold. I'm just not good.
Yeah, I mean, it was cold.
Yes, it was cold.
But it was a pretty just dark day.
Yeah, it wasn't a good day. Mm-mm. But today's a new day. And that's how you look at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Tell Me Something Good, brought to us by the Elkhart Community School Corporation. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. You know, sometimes it's important to remember that high school doesn't look the same for every student. Some students need extra support, support outside of what a typical classroom can provide. That's where programs like the Elkhart Academy come in. Anne Rackley, who was just named Teacher of the Year at Elkhart Academy, as well as Academy Principal Brian Hammontree, are joining us this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Brian, can you explain what the Elkhart Academy is and what it does for students?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're the alternative high school program for Elkhart Community Schools. And what that means is we help serve students that have a variety of different needs. For whatever reason, they may not have been successful in the traditional high school setting. And what we do is we create an environment where they can learn to navigate life, find their purpose, and then become productive members of our community. And the main way we do that is we create an environment that put relationships first. We work on building those trust-based relationships with our students and helping them meet those goals that they set for themselves.
And why, Brian, is having a program like this so important?
I think as with any context, you have people that fit into the way that traditional systems are set up, but there are also people that are, for whatever reason that may be, whether that's experienced trauma or just a different learning style, they need something different. And we want to make sure that we're a district that provides for all of our students, and that's where Elkhart Academy comes in. We can meet students where they are, find out what needs they have, what missing skills they might have, and help them either meet those needs or build those skills.
Absolutely. And tell us about the class you've been teaching this year and how it sets up students for success through their time at the Academy.
Sure. My class is new to the program this year. Every student who comes to the Academy as a new student goes through my class. They receive a interpersonal relationships credit. And it's based on the pride values that kids have been raised on their whole educational careers, the pride acronym, persistence, respect, initiative, dependability, and efficiency. And we do different activities. We talk about the value word, what it means to them in their lives, how it can serve them in the future. We read scenarios and short stories. We have competitions. Yesterday we had a competition where the most persistent student built the tallest tower out of nothing but index cards. So they practice that skill. Hopefully they take those skills into their future.
And we also need to congratulate you for being named Teacher of the Year. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Woohoo! How rewarding is that and your work at the Academy?
There's no greater honor to be voted the Teacher of the Year by my peers and students. It's been my entire life and career. I come from a family of teachers, and it's so rewarding to know that my hard work, dedication, and love for my colleagues and students is recognized.
Oh, well, I know how much they appreciate you. As we wind down here, guys, is there any story maybe that comes to mind that just highlights the difference you're making?
I've had 88 students in my class this year, this school year. And, you know, how long is your program? I could tell you 88 success stories. Basically, though, it's a blanket statement. These kids walk out of my class and our program confident, loved, learners, ready for the world.
Well, thank you both so much for what you're doing for students at the Elkhart Community Schools. We can't stress this enough. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
And Tell Me Something Good was brought to us by the Elkhart Community School Corporation.
Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
657, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, hashtag couple goals, you guys. That's what came to mind when I read this story about Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy. Mm-hmm. Okay, those guys have been together for 10 years. Wahlberg is away working most of the year, but they say they're grateful to almost never sleep apart. Well, how does that work?
How do they do that?
Well, they were on the Drew Barrymore show saying that the partner who goes to bed first calls the other on FaceTime. And they spend the whole night even sleeping together by FaceTime, even when they're apart.
Oh,
they say they love to do that. And Donnie says he'll tell Jenny, if you wake up and you can't sleep, wake me, and I'll wake up and hang out with you. Okay, so who says technology isn't romantic? That's pretty cool.
That is, yeah.
Listen, Jack's like, ugh, yeah. What do I say now?
No, I'm just thinking, so you'd be calling me so you can hear me snore. I mean, I don't really understand that. But that's okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that, I just thought, what a cool story. Well, they also renew their vows every year on their anniversary, so there's that.
They're in love.
Aw, that's sweet. Okay, did you guys see the movie Anyone But You with Glenn Benny Sweeney? I totally loved that one. I know you didn't, Jack, but,
no,
you know, I think there are a lot of people out there that did.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, when it came out last year, there were a lot of rumors of them being together or having an affair. Yeah. I mean, like, those rumors were just rampant. Well, Glenn Powell just admitted to the New York Times that they sort of leaned into that, okay? That they embraced all of that affair gossip when they were promoting the movie.
Mm-hmm.
His girlfriend even started unfollowing him at one point, which then brought up more chatter. But yeah, Powell and Sweeney, those two had chemistry. It was such an awesome movie. And them doing this made people believe those romantic scenes even more. But they totally deny the rumors now, say there was never anything inappropriate. And, well, I don't know. It really worked out for them and the movie,
well,
I think.
Well, let me ask you something. Since you laugh at my lack of watching so-called chick flicks. Have you ever seen an action film? Like, let me ask you, have you ever seen any of the Terminators?
I do not believe
See,
I have.
That's just, I mean, there's plenty of love scenes in those movies.
Oh, gosh. Oh, whatever, Jack.
I'll be back. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, Gisele Bündchen seemed to break down in tears after getting a traffic ticket.
Wow.
So Jack and I were talking about this one earlier. So there's video of Bündchen being pulled over by a cop in Florida and being handed what looks like a ticket. She gets emotional and she's wiping tears from her face. So nobody's sure what the ticket was for. And she's clearly trying to cover her face. She's embarrassed. But, like, I just keep coming back to this. Okay, she clearly has the money to pay for this ticket.
I don't think she's crying over the price.
But I mean, I don't know. I mean, nobody was hurt. I was just kind of puzzled by
just
it.
Overwhelmed.
I mean, I've cried when I was pulled over before many years ago, but like I knew it was between paying for the seatbelt ticket or paying my gas bill that month. So that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. Seriously.
You do that.
I don't know. But, okay, so an interesting story from a couple of Taylor Swift's elementary school teachers who just recently sat down with CBS. They say Taylor Swift was a poet even when she was very young, even as a little girl. Barbara Kolvek, she's a music teacher, and she said Taylor would always write poems in her class from first to fourth grades where she went to school in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. And she shared that in first grade, Taylor wanted to be a stockbroker. But by second grade, she decided to be a singer. Her music teacher, this is so cool, gave Taylor her very first singing solo. And she said she just saw she had special qualities about her. Students were just drawn to her. So the teachers both said they get super excited every time they see Taylor on stage knowing, hey, we were her teachers. That's cool.
That's what happens.
Absolutely.
My sixth grade teachers kept me after class. Which was a normal thing, but
right.
But he had a serious talk with me and said, you know, since you love interrupting and talking, so you really should get into radio.
It's so funny, and that is a true story.
That's a true story.
Yeah, and Jack has never forgotten.
No,
it.
I haven't. That was the best advice that a teacher ever gave me.
Exactly. Very cool.
Now write 100 times. I'll keep my mouth shut. Okay. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Well, speaking of Taylor Swift, this story just kills me. A 19-year-old from Scotland shares her name. Get this, her parents named her Taylor Swift because they thought she looked like her. And she says it's been awful ever since.
Why would they think that was a good idea?
Exactly. Like everyone from taxi drivers to border officials, everybody questions her. I think she's making it up, so she has to carry a passport around to prove that she's not trying to impersonate the celebrity. How crazy, no, child.
Like I said, why did they think that was a good idea?
Right. And she says she's a huge Swiftie fan. I mean, who isn't?
Sure,
but
she
says she's even had a tough time landing a job. She said when she applies for jobs, no one gets back to her because they just think it's a fake app. She's literally making it up. So, man.
Wow.
All right. Are you ready for birthdays?
Oh, man. Am I ready for birthdays what?
First of all, it's Hairstylist Appreciation Day. And we can say that Jack's hairstylist is literally the only phone number. No, there's another one. There's your hairstylist and Pizza Hut phone numbers, you know. I think that's hilarious.
It is. They're the only two. And I don't know why either one of them. Evidently, back in the
big impact on you.
Back in the 80s or something, I must have ordered a lot of Pizza Hut because I'll never forget the number. But ask me what my kids. I gotta look it up.
No,
on my phone.
I don't either.
Look it up on my phone.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Oh boy.
All righty, it is Renee Zellweger's birthday.
Okay, let's see. Now back to this fun game that I love playing. Although I do know who that is, of course. I'm so bad at this. It just drives me nuts. I'm gonna say 50.
55.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hank Azaria.
That Hank Azaria?
You got it.
He does quite a few voices on The Simpsons.
Does he really? I mean, I knew he was a voice actor on The Simpsons. I didn't know
like,
he did multiples.
Oh, yeah, multiple. Doesn't he, Homer?
Woo-hoo!
Yes, he does. I mean, he does that.
Hey, hey!
Well, he doesn't do that one, but he does
Mold. He does a lot of them.
Yeah,
huh?
He does.
I didn't know that.
So now he's 63, and what do you say? Huh? All right.
He's 60.
He's 60.
Mm-hmm. and Al Pacino.
Al Pacino. Man, he is that's one mighty fine actor, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Being 75 and everything like that, too, man.
Wow, you are so off. He is 84 today.
He is not.
He is.
84?
Hey,
oh, my gosh.
Hey, 84.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right, I would like to start this one off here.
Okay.
Today. Because our life hack is just to remind you about this weekend. And it's time for you to lace up your running shoes and join Sunny 101.5 this Saturday, April 27th from 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. at North Point Elementary School. That's at 5800 Cherry Road in Granger. You know where that's at, right?
I do.
And that's for the Granger Paths 5K run and a 1 mile family fun walk.
I'm excited about this. We're going to be out there.
Yeah, I'm going to be out there broadcasting. And
yeah.
You're going to do.
And I'm going to be out there doing the fun walk. I haven't trained. It kind of came up suddenly for me, but
yeah.
Totally excited. We're going to have lots of coworkers out there.
Mm-hmm.
Super fun.
And I'm
I think it's supposed to be a nice day.
Let's see what's here.
Let's look at that.
Jack's
going to be getting everybody all fired up because, you know, he's like that when it comes to runs.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time you ran? I mean, you've done some 5Ks, have you ever done it? You did a marathon, right?
No, I've never done a marathon. 5K, anything after 5K, I don't really see the sense in it.
I'm right there with you.
I mean, 3.5 miles is, you know, or
it's
three
plenty.
Or 3.2, whatever it is, that's plenty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of it, I go, okay, I'm done. All right, there. But people like, you know, they're runners. A lot of runners out there that want to go farther. But this weekend, that's what you'll have to choose from, a 5K run and a 1 mile family fun walk. Now, why are we doing all this?
And it's 80 degrees on Saturday.
Sunny. 76, yep. There is a 50% chance of showers, but I don't know what time of the day. It doesn't get specific on what time
of the
day.
That's all right.
Is.
What's a little rain? Not a big deal.
No. Granger Paths is a 20-year-old, 100% community volunteer organization. That's Granger Paths. And they work to connect Granger by a 21-mile system of multi-paths. The paths promote health, fitness, a clean environment, and safety. So that walking you're doing,
it's
for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, the goal is to connect the Fountain Blue neighborhood to the path that mm-hmm. ends at North Point Elementary School on Cherry Road. So that's the big event this Saturday. We'll be broadcasting, we'll have some breaks and to tell you what's going on from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Otherwise, I'm just going to grab a microphone and just follow you all the way through. Yeah.
Yeah.
And ask you, how you doing? Oh, I'm going. You doing all right? Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing. Everything feels good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm doing all right. So we'll see what happens. But we'll see you then.
That would be so much fun.
We'll see you then this Saturday.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.